Welcome to Short Vart on Parshas Yisroi. This is Rabbi Shlomo Landau. You know, this week has the Aseres HaDibros. It has the Ten Commandments. And everybody knows that the five Dibros, the five utterances that were on the right side, those are all between man and God, between man and Hashem. Shabbos, Kibud Av V'Em, respecting one's parents, belief in Hashem, etc. The ones on the left side, those are all Bein Adam L'Chaver, those are all interpersonal, not stealing, and not being jealous, etc., etc. Those are all Bein Adam L'Chaver. And the Torah is showing us that the five on the right and the five on the left are intertwined. A life with just interpersonal, just chesed, but without Hashem in it, is a pointless life. A life with just Hashem, but one who doesn't care about others, is also a pointless life. Both are necessary for a person to have completion. However, what's less known is the interesting insight of Rav Shamshon Raphael Hirsch. He says, if you look at the Dibros on the right side, they begin with very cerebral, intellectual commandments, to believe in Hashem, not to believe in other influencing factors, etc., etc. And then they conclude with practical ones, keeping the Shabbos, respecting one's parents. The ones on the left side, however, says Rav Shamshon Raphael Hirsch, are the polar opposite. They begin with very straightforward action-related commandments. A person shouldn't steal, a person shouldn't murder, etc. And finally, they conclude, again, with something that's very much emotional and something that's very much in our mind, and that's loisachmud, not being jealous. Jealousy is something that's in our heart, that's in our minds. He says, why the flip? Why is it that way? And he says something very beautiful. He says that when it comes to believing in Hashem, it's the commandment of believing Hashem is not just in our heart. How many times do we meet people and say, Rabbi, I'm a Jew at heart, or like we like to call them, I'm a cardiac Jew. Sela Kadosh Baruch Hu, that's not a real Judaism. A person is just a Jew in the heart. It doesn't mean anything. We have a lot of things in our heart. It's when the belief in their heart manifests itself practically, when one keeps Shabbos, and one doesn't work, and one doesn't go on social media, and one doesn't use their devices, and one shows dedication to Hashem, that's where the inner belief in a person manifests itself practically. So we go from the thought to action. He says, however, when it comes to the mitzvahs of Bein Adam L'Chaver, the interpersonal ones, there it starts with action. But it's not enough for a person just to do chesed, to help other people out. It has to get to a point where a person is so grateful for the opportunity to help somebody else, where they put someone else on such a pedestal that if they're successful, another person is successful, we rejoice alongside them. It's not just that we're doing things for them, but we're feeling them. We love them. You should love your friend like you love yourself. That is leisachmid. The Torah is teaching us it's not enough just to do things for other people. It's not enough just to have action-related items, but it has to create, it has to foster a feeling where we're so grateful and we're so happy for another person's success. That's the final one of leisachmid, of not being jealous. On the contrary, not only am I not jealous, but I'm celebrating your success. That's the ultimate goal. So Be'ez Hashem, Hashem should help us that the Yiddishkeit that's in our hearts, that's in every Jewish person's hearts, should ultimately come into real practice, and that the Bein Adam L'Chaveroi, the interpersonal actions that we do, those should come into our heart. Wishing you a wonderful upcoming Shabbos.